Red Strike, I think, maybe. Maybe not, though. Like Red Strike, so that might be a little bit too big. But I think they would, if it's a small enough mouse, they would try it. You could be right, I just never heard of that.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm definitely not an expert on all birds, there's too many.
Yeah. And going back to, the boundary stuff that you were talking about before, what boundary did you mention that's not visited, or you're making the suggestion as to like, okay, there's like the central kind of river corridor that where
the camera
sites and whatnot, and general idea would be if we are by the boundary to do a bit of an offshoot, because we're at camera close to the boundary,
yeah.
Go boundary, do a bit of that, and then come back to another camera, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Were you saying something else? Or
well, yeah, we could do that. It's just it might be also just beneficial tomorrow to do like a, if the weather is good, a hole
close to the coast.
Because then,
right.
Cause then you just have you just fill up here as much as you can,
yeah.
And then you go up to the coast. Maybe
right.
Stop at Herschel,
right?
And then go along the coast, go along the border, because then you're coming back to camp basically when you. Go south along the Alaskan border.
Right.
And then, depending on our fuel, decide when to cut back here. And then
right.
On our way out, we might be able to do the southern portion of the
right.
The park on our way back to the music.
So basically do the whole bound, like from here, Herschel, across the coast,
yeah.
Down Alaska.
Yeah.
And, across,
and the,
yeah.
The border that you wouldn't do as much would be the east side.
Right.
But that's
right.
Probably the most flown over part of the park anyway.
So it
gets
down. Yeah, that sounds good to me, assuming there's fuel and, you know,
right.
For flying reasons, it's,
yeah.
You know, it sounds
yeah,
like a decent
get,
plan.
Get most of the stuff done today.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
The thing, and whatever cameras we don't get done today, the idea is to try and pop by those tomorrow when we're working through with the patrol or
right.
Something.
Right.
Hopefully we can get it all done today.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. That sounds great to me. And I get that there's fish harvesters and whatnot on the coast. Maybe, and this is just my lack of knowledge with the Canada-Alaska border, but from a, I suppose, a harvesting perspective, and again, not familiar, but I know that those pesky Alaskans,
mm-hmm.
They all have personal planes, beautiful,
mm-hmm.
You know, ram sheep hunting area, and, or adult sheep, and, I guess if there's a higher level concern that I've got, it's that boundary.
Yeah.
Very low chance of seeing anybody, but if you see somebody, it's kind of like a high reward kind of thing,
yeah.
Right? Like if there is
yeah.
Someone slipping on over and low chance, but high, you know,
mm-hmm.
High, exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ideally, that's kind of
the area you are looking, yeah.
Interested in.
Yeah, it's, yeah, because I believe hunting is allowed in parts of NLR, right?
But then we're, I mean, doesn't extend all the way down our border, then that would be hunting wild for sure.
And more extends across past Flintik.
Extends past Flintik?
Yeah, it's like way bigger than the other lake.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of Town of Two Lands?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just
which is where the heart of Anwar.
Right. I'm not, it's good to be able to get familiar with this stuff, but I was under the impression that the Alaska borders of Anwar is a hunting area?
I think there's some, yeah, it's a protected area, but there, I believe there's some kinds of
yeah.
In there. It's protected though because it's remote, really.
Right.
Anyways, there's
yeah.
Only so many people can
yeah.
Pay to go up there.
Yeah.
Either way, we couldn't do anything unless they were in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The old,
yeah.
Like, they can wave at us from across
yeah, exactly.
The border.
Mm-hmm. 1 foot over, it's okay.
Yeah. Because it's just a wildlife refuge, it's not a national park or anything.
Yeah.
So.
Although with that, like let's, get a little too far here, but let's say there's an offense that happens
mm-hmm.
In here, and they get back into Nunavik and they're like, screw you, we're out of your jurisdiction, man. Like if the offense occurs in the park,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it's still
proceed.
Oh
yeah.
Right?
Oh
yeah.
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 Just say it's an international border, so it'd be like, okay, take a photo and pass it on to the U.S.
You just stand at the border.
We'll get my long lens out.
Yeah.
You're shooting at us.
Yeah. Is there, I've been meaning to ask you this when we're flying, radio chatter, like, who are you talking to on the, like, we actually reach people on, like,
the general broadcast from
yeah.
here.
Like
yeah,
the,
whoever's
yeah.
in the area.
Yeah. But do you reach all the way to Inuvik or a base station? Or no, okay.
No, well, it depends on how high you, it depends on the number of things, how high you are and the weather and that kind of stuff, basically who you reach.
Right, yeah.
Terrain in the area, I mean from here.
Right.
We wouldn't have a hard time getting the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not like a magic frequency where you're like, oh, Amsterdam, how are you doing? Like,
no.
No, okay.
No.
But you would be on the same frequency as other, yeah, pilots who are yeah, checking in. And I suppose rogue, and this, my question is leading to like, a rogue pilot would be clever and flip off that radio / not announce.
Just not answer.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But there could be some idiot out there who's like, yeah, I'm landing in Canada. And talk to his buddy in the other plane next across the valley or whatever, right? And
yeah.
And we just happen to, very low chance, but I've always thought that down in Anya, I try to stay in touch with pilots a fair amount because they're the ones that are listening to radio chatter, right? And
mm-hmm.
Who knows what they'll hear. They go look around and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, there's people in probably like North Bay or something like that that pay very close attention to who's flying across borders.
Right.
With radar and that kind of shit. So
right, like federal, like.
Like Department of Defense.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if there's someone that flies in to the country
yeah.
who has not announced that they're going to fly into the country,
right.
then F-18s get scrambled.
Right. And they would detect
and
that.
Conversely, if we go into Alaska without telling them that we're going into Alaska, then F-16s get scrambled.
It's like last winter.
Let's,
oh my god, that was
so
funny.
Let's be aware, yeah.
Like,
yeah, we almost went in last year
yeah.
by accident. It was so
yeah.
hilarious.
And this is, this would be, because I've had these conversations before with, in Fort Simpson, the CARS folks, the Community Aerodrome folks, and again, same idea, like, they're 24/7 in Fort Simpson at the airport, and they're communicating with planes as they pass through that little isolated airspace. And so, plane first air lands in Simpson, and first air is like, "Hey, CARS, we're landing." And CARS like, "Okay, great, weather's good." What are they saying for more officially?
yeah.
But and my question was like, "Hey, well, how far does your stuff? Like, what if some dude lands in on? Like, would you know about it?" And their answer was no, because of. Radio coverage, basically,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these small, like small airports and stuff like that. Like, I doubt Fort Simpson has radar.
No.
Yeah.
Not as far as I know, it doesn't.
Yeah. So Fort Simpson probably doesn't have radar. Fort St. John, they do. So I don't know to what extent their radar goes.
Right.
But you can only talk to them, and they can only talk to you if you're on the same frequency.
Yeah.
But depending on how far the radar goes, they might be able to see different planes, but it would just show up as a dot.
Right, yeah.
On their screens.
And North Bay would get concerned based on that radar, because that's the only way they would know that there's an unannounced plane coming in, right?
North Bay or wherever they monitor the Alaska border,
right.
They'd only be concerned as soon as one of those little dots crossed the line.
Yeah, yeah. Dew line might...
Which is what that dew line site is for. Well, the dew line site is actually for the Russians.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But could have a byproduct.
Yeah.
At the Franklin site, so Parks Canada is the biggest deal ever, but discovering those Franklin ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped hearing about it. Probably right now they're going down and doing another
archaeological. Yeah, they're doing another.
Yeah.
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 Dives, I guess, not big, but
dives. Yeah. And it's been. It's a restricted zone, so that the Northwest Passage, no joking, like German billionaires in like, $500 million boat with like submarines and stuff, like doing the Northwest Passage because these, filthy rich, and I forget which branch of the military, but basically they're taking aerial shots. Like,
how close are they?
Yeah, and just monitoring what's going on, but it's. Which Bay or CV was scrambled at one point because someone was in the area. But I suppose there's another way, but it's all going to be too little too late. Like, it's not going to help our purposes here, right? Like, no one's going to call in a little.
We, I mean, when whenever